Well, welcome to the TKK Lounge. You have here Freddie P.
What's happening?
I am Nation.
Yeah.
And CJ. And we are YFT.
What's happening?
And you're listening to The Nerd Perspective. This is the mood edition of today's episode. If you are not watching this, I am wrapped up in a Yoda blanket.
Oh, I didn't even see that. That's crazy.
These two guys got their sunglasses on.
Man, these are my prescriptions.
It's a very cozy day because it's been quite chilly for June in LA.
Man, I'm not complaining though.
I am.
I love this type of weather.
I'm
a hoodie guy.
I can't lie. Same.
I like hoodies too, but I want a Megan Thee Stallion this shit.
She got a hoodie dress on right now.
Cause it's about to get hot. So hot. It's about to get hot. And sweaty.
Okay.
God damn, so hot. Summer's coming. Here in LA. Don't you stay outside too long. It's gonna get hot. So enjoy the cold weather, cause it's gonna get hot. So hot. God damn. Motherfucking hot.
So hot. So hot.
Can't chase your dog.
So hot.
Cause it's too hot.
Can't
get no frogs.
Cannot.
The lake is too hot.
It's too hot.
Gotta go back home.
It's too hot.
Turn that AC on.
It's too hot.
Cause it's motherfucking hot.
Cannot.
Goddamn, so hot, so hot,
so hot.
I don't like not.
Too hot in this motherfucker.
Thank you to our live studio audience for you.
Yeah.
For always making us feel welcome and at home. I feel at home as fuck right now.
Hey, we be in here vibing.
We is lounging right now.
Y'all really
the TKK Lounge.
I showed up in the slides and socks today.
You know what? I'm upset. I saw my good house shoes in the garage today, and I almost put them on. I was like, nah, let me not do that. Should have did it.
Hell, you know, yeah. Freddie stay in here with Crocs.
Stay with my Crocs. I just clean them too.
Them bright yellow ass Big Bird ass.
Bright yellow.
Banana boats. Banana boats.
You know what I'm saying? These were a gift. So I appreciate them. You know what I'm saying? I cleaned them. You know what I'm saying? They back to almost looking like new. The banana steppers.
This hoodie was a hand-me-down too.
Banana pepper steppers.
Well, it's not a gift. It's hand-me-down. It's different. But I love it nonetheless.
It got
baby gone on it.
That looked like she got it from her big brother.
If I had one.
I was like, here, sis.
Listen, one thing about me is I love me some men's clothes. I will fuck up some men's clothes. Because here's the thing. I'm short. I'm 5'4", unfortunately. But I have the legs of a 6'2 male. And
This is confirmed.
Freddie and I, our legs are almost the same length. He's just like maybe an inch longer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I wear men's pants. For
she
real.
She do.
Facts.
And then I love oversized shit. I love me. Like y'all, I like a good hoodie. I love sweater weather. But it's June. Like, what the fuck? LA has not been LA all year.
Yeah.
LA, I'm rocking.
It really
I'm
hasn't,
rocking
though.
The hype land tonight.
Rocking that Easy Gang. Shout out, Burleazy. Easy Gang Worldwide.
Jordan.
Boy, you see it. NASA gear all day. Culture.
Yeah.
With the roses.
But how y'all been?
Your tree is looking fly.
Man. Yeah.
Just keep that in mind.
Flying cozy.
you could fit check any of these from any video. We in here with it.
Some of these I'd be looking crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I feel like I look crazy today.
It's fashion.
It's the aura though.
It is.
Man.
How y'all been today?
Man, I've been good, man. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, compiling the news and whatnot, you know, for the show. I gotta scourge the internet. you know, and find stuff that, you know, is maybe interesting.
Not maybe.
Maybe interesting. I don't know.
Nothing you say is ever interesting, Freddie.
Damn.
I'm joking. I'm so joking. You know, you're my dog.
It's just a spicy episode.
Yeah. Oh. It's mood lighting and we moody.
Wow. We.
I'm joking.
We. She must be saying we, O-U-I. She must be speaking French.
We.
We?
Yes.
We? You speaking French now.
I would like to speak
That's
French.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oui, oui, mademoiselle, monsieur.
It's the second
time. Omelette du fromage.
The second time in the past week Dexter. Where I had the same thought to do something that I didn't do that you did.
We being around each other too much. Dog.
How you been, Nation?
Today? Oh, cool.
We got to emphasize grand. Today.
Right, today? Today?
Today been all right, actually.
Right.
Today's been a good day. What is it, June?
Today is June 6th.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie. It was just May 15th, though.
It really was, to be honest with you.
I don't even know what day that was. I just felt like I remember that day, and now I'm here, and it's June.
It's June 6th.
It is June.
In these next couple of months are pretty hype for anime fans, if I do say so myself. You know what I'm saying? And we said it's June 6th, right? Mm-hmm. 10 days from now, right? Black Clover movie. You know what I'm saying? July 6th.
Jujutsu Kaisen, I already know it because Baby Daddy Gojo and Baby Daddy Toji. Once Toji Fushi Goto hits that fucking screen, it's a wrap for all you niggas. I hope you know it. Mr. Steel Girl. About to be on TV.
Man.
He was fine as a drawing. This man is about to be animated with that big ass worm on his back. Listen.
Oh, that's the dude in the picture right here. That's crazy. Yeah. July 2nd. Mushoku Tensei Season 2.
What's that? I haven't seen that one. Educate us.
This is a pretty popular anime. I mean, well, I wouldn't call it like popular to everybody, but you know,
it's getting
noteworthy.
There.
You know, you putting it up there with Jujutsu Kaisen and Black Clover, and then July 8th, Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, Part 2.
Yes.
Part dos. You know what I'm saying? So, anime fans, you definitely got. Hold up, I'm not done yet. July 26th, Baki Hanma Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
For all you Baki fans out there, right? Bungo Stray Dog Season 5 also comes out in July, which is
Bungo Stray Dog
next month, right? July 6th for Rony Kenshin, for all the OG fans, right? And then July 9th, Bucket List of the Dead.
Oh, shit.
Not familiar with that one as much, but
hey,
it's made the list. You know what I'm saying? So, anime fans, you got a lot to look forward to in this next upcoming month. Also, news over this past couple of days, Ice Cube, you know his basketball league, the Big Three?
I'm sorry, he has a basketball league.
He has a basketball league.
What is it called? Is it called Shaved Up?
We got crickets on there. Please tell me we
Don't
got crickets
cricket
on
me.
There.
Boo, y'all have no sense of humor. Y'all have
perfect
no sense of humor.
Flawless. No, it's not called Shaved Ice.
Ice bag. Because it got a bunch of ice cubes in it.
What is going on with her today?
Are you delusional? Do you suffer from a mental illness?
She has to be sleep deprived. That's got to be what it is.
Oh, man.
She has to be sleep deprived. Are you good? You straight? Like, do we need to call somebody? Like, what's going on? We need to get her some coffee. That's what it is. Anyway.
That's gonna be me going to the bathroom if you give me some fucking coffee.
In the whole past,
this a long
2.5 minutes.
That's what we've been doing for 20. Anyway, like I was saying, Ice Cube's basketball league is called the Big Three. Is officially recognized in America as the first black-owned sports league. So,
congratulations, Cube.
You know what I mean? So I just, you know, wanted to give some, you know, note to that.
How sad is it that we're getting this recognition in 2023 when black people are pretty much the reason the NBA exists?
Well, I mean, it started in Canada. Like.
And no comment. I don't got the brain power for this today.
Right. On to other news. Marvel fans, Disney fans, which I think is everybody in this room. Disney has allowed Marvel to make upcoming R-rated movies for adults only. Here's a list of upcoming projects that are expected to fit in this class. Blade.
Okay.
Daredevil Born Again. Marvel Zombies.
Uh-huh.
Deadpool 3.
Wait, Deadpool? No, okay, I'm going to let you finish.
And The Punisher. I'm sure there are probably more projects that are in the works in the lab somewhere that might be rated R down the line, but that's a pretty solid starting five right there.
I'm sorry, Deadpool wasn't rated R this whole time.
Was it?
The first one wasn't?
Was it? Hold on, let's fact check that.
I thought the first one was.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, no.
Yeah,
it
Deadpool
was
rated R.
It did?
Yeah, 2016. The first Deadpool was rated R.
Was it not a part of Disney then at the time?
No.
No.
Oh. No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's right. Because the second one was PG-13, right? Or was that rated R too?
Let me see.
No, it couldn't Deadpool have
been. That says unrated. I need the rated. What?
Interesting. Very interesting. I know they did a Punisher series. I guess it didn't do well because it wasn't rated R.
I mean, you can't really do Punisher and not do rated R, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, good for you, Disney, for finally stepping outside of your family-friendly zone. Because you finally realize that the parents of these kids want to watch stuff without the fucking kids.
Nope, it was R. It was R too.
Okay. No, I had a feeling. There's no way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Ryan Reynolds was in costume joking about that before the release.
Yeah. You couldn't do that's, it and yeah. not make it R.
But, I mean, the starting five is good, but do I really trust y'all?
I don't.
Right now?
To make an R movie?
Just to make a movie.
I think that's how, like, Disneyed out I am right now.
Dang.
I need to see some trailers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. All five of these could be out the park.
Right.
Definitely with the characters involved.
No, listen, hey, who knows?
I guess what I don't want to happen is they focus too much on it being R and not care about everything else.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, it's R. We got to make it, you know, shit got to blow up. Like, yeah.
Nudity.
Oh.
Explicit language.
Nah, Disney wouldn't go that far.
I don't know. I mean, they can
to prove a point.
Be racist.
Because they'd have to take the lead from Deadpool, who's already had two R-rated movies. It's like, he has leverage in that conversation. Like, yeah, you might own the character, but you're not going to flop this franchise. It's like Ryan
Deadpool
Rose.
Might be safe, but
it has
I don't know
Wolverine
about the other
in
ones.
It too.
Well, I mean, if they're all connected, they'd have to make that work, though.
I don't know. Disney hasn't made me believe that they know how to take a lead.
That.
They seem to really like adding in whatever special touch they're going to add into something.
Fun fact, I saw in an Indeed email today that Marvel Entertainment is hiring for an executive assistant.
Right.
I get that bag.
We'll see y'all next week. Yeah. Also, if anybody was interested in a Thunderbolts movie, production has been delayed on that and it's been pushed back. Don't know to when, but yeah.
Is that due to the strike or is that just something else? like doesn't production say, issue.
I haven't seen a confirmed reason as to why. It's just a couple of the. I think David Harbour, who plays who is that? The Soviet Captain America. His character, the actor came out and confirmed that it's delayed.
Interesting.
What else? Oh, Apple.
Oh my gosh. Let's skip this bullshit.
Did y'all hear about this?
The $3,500 headphones that's supposed to be AR VR. Yes.
Apple has released announced Apple Vision Pro. It's an AR headset that costs $3,499. It's a pair of AR glasses. Apparently, it's not, you know, obviously the theme is like, well, why wouldn't you just get like an Oculus?
Well, is it because Oculus is VR? What this is, it's augmented reality mixed in with virtual reality.
Right. It's more of a like hybrid. A computer than a gaming system.
Not.
Are y'all serious?
I had no idea what he was doing.
Are y'all serious? No. No.
$3,499. AR headset.
They also have some other features that they announced during that whole little thingamajig. You'll now be able to, in the new upgrade that they're planning, leave FaceTime voicemails, which should be fun.
Why? I saw that. I just didn't read. I saw it on Twitter. I was like, okay. Like, I didn't click to see more. I would have probably seen that headset.
What is that doing for anybody?
I mean, it would be helpful for me. Because when my friends don't answer the phone, I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing?
I wish somebody would send me. And you need to see my face.
They are. That's the whole point of these. That's literally like when apps drop like simple stuff like, oh, these apps just didn't have DMs before. Now they do. It's literally only for the reason you think it is. And that's the reason everybody's going to do it. Just to leave them funny ass messages. That's the only reason.
I'm just looking forward to the memes.
But you know what? But you got to think about it this way. Imagine I got into a car accident at 4 a.m. I FaceTime one of y'all. Y'all don't answer. I leave a little FaceTime video like, I'm hurt. This is what happened. And then y'all wake up to it and it's like, oh, shit. Are you okay? And you'll try to figure out where I'm like,
so instead of calling 911,
I mean, of course I call 911.
And taking a regular video with the camera that comes with the phone.
But it's going to do both at once because, like, here's the thing. I'm FaceTiming you. It's better to FaceTime than to just send a video. FaceTiming you will get your attention of, like...
So if it's 4 a.m. and we sleep, yes. Is the video on FaceTime going to be any different than the video you send us?
No, but you would see that I tried to call you first and it didn't work. And then I sent you the video that shows a level of urgency.
Lord, you know my heart. So do me a favor. Just look the other way for what I'm about to say next. Because you know the nature of my heart, Lord.
Not him asking for forgiveness before it even happened.
Because I don't know if this is a bad thought. But, you know, rather ask ahead.
Uh-huh. What you guys say?
I ain't going to lie. You send me a selfie video of you in an accident, I'm probably going to die of laughter. Just because what you would have to do to do that while going through it.
Right. It's like, I'm going to call them niggas on FaceTime. My leg.
My leg.
Oh. We in the bed sleep 4 a.m., right? Knocked out.
They didn't answer. Hold on, I'll leave a message.
All right.
Hey, I tried to call you. I got an accident.
Call me back when you wake up.
All right, bye.
Y'all are funny.
Dude.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. There we go. That's the purpose.
What are we going to do with that?
Like, you know, now
you
know.
Better be at the hospital by the time we wake up.
We going exactly. viral. That's what we doing.
And right, that's what I'm going to do.
That, posting that.
We going viral.
That's the first one. That's the first viral clip off of them doing that.
Matter of fact, we should just go ahead and fabricate it now.
Right. Just go ahead and make a fake one. That's a skit.
That's
a skit.
We, ooh, we could put in the group chat, have both give reaction shots to both of us reacting to the video. That's a skit.
You have them ideas. We gonna bleep this out. We gonna bleep that out. In other news, for Marvel, Captain America, that movie that was coming out called New World Order, they changed the name of the movie to Brave New World.
I'm sorry, Captain America was getting another movie. I thought Chris got, like, thought his contract didn't.
Well, because Captain America is a title. It's not a person.
Oh, we not addressing Falcon as Captain America now? I just mean, like in it?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh.
Yeah, he has the title of Captain America.
Honestly.
Oh, okay. I thought you just meant the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the... The movie's not called New World Order anymore, which is already kind of sketchy.
Now Brave called, New World.
Right. I'm like, hold on.
That sounds like a fucking One Piece shit.
Bro, that's literally, I know that's a book that we would have had to have read at some point in high school. Because I know that book.
You know, I know am you know that book. So tired of Marvel at the moment. I'm like, I don't want to say tired, but there's been nothing post-Endgame. An Infinity War that has even grabbed my attention just in the slightest. I don't know.
You see No Way Home?
Of course. Okay, yeah. Besides that, I had to watch it for Toby.
No, not for you. Okay.
I watched it for Toby.
Right.
Let me make sure.
Do it for Toby.
That's my Spider-Man.
I honestly, I'm the same. Like, besides Spider-Man.
Yeah.
There was stuff I was interested in, but like it didn't get me to the theater at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's I'm not spending $20.
Man.
I spent
Hello there.
I spent about $40. $60 watching Endgame or Infinity War or both. I spent over $100 watching those movies because I had to see those in the theater several times.
It was worth the buck. I saw it three. Yeah, I saw it three times too.
Damn.
It was worth the buck. It was great. It was fucking immaculate.
They're not lying.
Since? Nah. I mean, I think I've only seen Spider-Man and Wakanda Forever.
Dang, I forgot about Wakanda Forever.
I saw that movie three times.
I was supposed
to. Yeah. You saw it again?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah. Trace. Show did. Then we saw Ryan Coogler.
Mm-hmm. We saw him way before though.
In the flesh.
We saw him way before that though, didn't we? Or we saw No, yeah, we
We saw Ryan Coogler in person before that?
No, before the movie or no, we saw it. No, we saw it after the movie. Never mind.
Yeah, we were at
When did UCLA? Wakanda Forever come out? USC.
February? Oh, USC, that's right.
No, it That's couldn't have right. been February because it was December that we saw the thing.
That was the first one. Yeah, I'm tripping.
Right.
But, yeah, man. All right. Well, thank you for the news, Freddie.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, Marvel, look.
That's what I do.
Do better.
Don't think I'm not rooting for you. Okay? But damn.
At this point, I don't care enough. It's $20. To see a movie. I have to buy a child's ticket to get a decent price movie ticket.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of good movies lately.
Yeah.
Like in theaters again, which has kind of reignited my love to, because I used to love going, I used to go to the movies every fucking week at least one time.
Same.
And I had black tickets, so.
I need to go see Spider-Man.
But I really want to just watch good movies in the theater again. Same. So I really hope everything y'all making is fire. That's all
it's
I
a
want.
Bunch of
you
remakes. Gotta
go see Spider-Verse then. Everybody keeps saying it's 10 out of 10.
Oh no, we are. We gonna see. I'm seeing that 3 times too.
I'm gonna see that a couple times.
10 out of 10.
I'm excited to see that one, actually.
I'm making Tierra watch the next first one.
The next one is coming out next year.
Yeah, in March.
Like, less than a year after this.
Oh, let's go.
It was like, oh, they was working on both. Say less.
I might need to see that.
Yeah, I'm making Tierra watch the first one before we go.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you don't need to see the first one.
You're going to need some content.
And you don't like it.
Right.
But the people know what your topic is.
Oh, before I start explaining it. Basically, my idea was in life, right, as you go through, you know, different things, you kind of pick up bits and pieces of wisdom from different places, right? It could be watching somebody else succeed at something. It could be watching somebody else fail at something. It could be a line you heard in a book, or not heard in a book, read in a book, or like heard in a movie or a show, something you heard in a song, saw in a video, something you see and you kind of took something from that changed or gave you a different perspective that you continued with you for life, right? So my question in particular was, what have you taken from a fandom of yours that you have kind of attributed to the way that you deal with problems that come up? And one of the things that we had kind of talked about was with Nation specifically, that he kind of looks at the things that he goes through as training. And for a lot of people, they might not break down stuff that they go through as, you know, training, right? They might look at it as a problem or, you know, something that needs to be fixed, but you look at it as something that you can gain something from. So the question would kind of be like, where did you get that from? And how did you take it and make it make sense in your mind to, okay, this is how I'm going to apply this to my life?
The example that that I thought about when you first told me that, because for me, time's been really, really weird right now. I think, like,
that's an understatement.
Yeah, it's like it's slowed down, but it's too fast. It's upside down. I'm in the upside down. I don't know. So it's like, I feel like right now I'm in the fucking hyperbolic time chamber, and I'm low key going insane. Been training too much. I need to get out. But obviously the fandom I got that from was Dragon Ball Z. But also just in terms of training in general, I feel like I've taken a lot of that from Star Wars, from a lot from video games, just kind of like a RPG type mindset, like training my main character. I don't know if I told you, I wear these glasses and like it makes all my vision red and it really feels like I'm in a game when I wear them. But I really feel like I break down each part of my life at the game currently. Like places I go to, like I have a HUD I see, like when I'm driving around, like I see the HUD right now. It's right here.
Right.
The idea of the things that I go through being training kind of goes into that, because it's like I'm may not be doing something physical right now, but I may be doing something else that's, you know, going towards another skill on my tree, or, you know, I can't progress in my story right now because I need to get my mental stability up to here, or I need to get my determination up to here, and things can happen to kind of debuff me. Like if something happens during the day, he was like, oh, -5%, you know, determination, you know, like things like that.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking that way for a long time now. So it kind of like anytime something happens, it's easier for me to filter things. Like I still have the emotion to it. Like I still react to it. And like I can still acknowledge that it's frustrating me. But kind of seeing it that way of like, oh, you know, I'm going through this arc right now. Like there's this game within the game that I gotta beat to get this new skill that I need to progress forward, and like
right.
It's frustrating to keep doing to keep doing this, but recognizing that it does make my life easier because, well, I think I am pretty good at games, so like it kind of almost makes me feel like, okay, it's just another game I gotta beat, and it's just training my character. Right now, I feel like I'm overtraining my character to be overleveled, so that when I really do step back out into the main story,
right,
like I'm breezing through this shit now.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, I'm not giving my character no time to heal or get no stamina back or nothing like that. Like no, overtrain. I need these levels.
Right.
I need to, all these side quests that I see out here, I got to complete all this shit. And, like, I got to find new areas to go explore, get more EXP. Like, I need to level up fast.
Got to use those mods.
I'm trying to unlock them. I ain't locked the mods yet.
Need that money glitch like GTA.
Let me get a money glitch. Listen, you gonna see these levels go up.
Give me a shark card right now.
I guarantee it. But yeah, that's kind of how fandoms as a whole, I think, has really, really influenced my life for the better, at least in terms of how I deal with things.
Mm-hmm. Damn. See, there you got one.
It's interesting. Because, like, you know, how do I say this? I have a very dark mind. It is not always the most positive in here. I am positive externally.
Y'all have no idea.
I'm positive externally and to other people and everything, but it is very dark and twisted in this mind of mine. I've been working on it, though, and the thing is, I am ever changing. So certain things that used to work no longer work. Like, I remember somebody I'm no longer friends with. I was going through a phase during college where it was just like I kept getting hurt by people and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you need to stop giving a fuck. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. He's like, watch SAO Abridged. I'm like, okay. Wow. And he was like, you watch this episode. I cannot remember which episode it was.
Wow.
But it was like, I'm going to have to show y'all a clip. It was just basically, a rant on how little fucks this person gave. And honestly, that shaped me for a good part of my college years.
Sword Art Online.
Abridged. Abridged. It's on Youtube. And they're still putting out episodes all these years later. Good for y'all. But now I would say, I think this is a little more solidified. I am in I'm in positions now where there's a lot of big changes that need to happen around me internally, and just like whether it's the things I'm doing, the people I'm around, the people I consider friends, people I consider family, you know, and transition. It's very much transition, and the shit hurts, you know?
Right.
And so I'm kind of taking a note from my more darker animes, like my favorite, Tokyo Ghoul.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all already know. For me, it's like you're put in unfortunate situations and you have to dig yourself out. And you have to find the solution to make everything around you peaceful. There's another anime called Erased. It's on Netflix. I don't think it's a Netflix original, but it is absolutely amazing. Y'all need to watch it. It's like no more than like 12, 14 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally watch it in a day, watch it in a weekend. But another one where it's just like unfortunate circumstances and doing everything they can.
Right.
To bring out the positive in that situation. You're going to get hurt. Shit's going to hurt. Your, like, mental is going to break the fuck down if you are not committed to the end goal, which is peace. And that is me right now. My end goal is peace. If you are not contributing to that shit, then exit. Stage left, baby. I'm stone cold right now. I don't give no fucks.
Steve Austin.
Quality over quantity, quality over longevity. every single time. What about you, Frederick?
Well, gotta follow that. Dang. For me, I think one thing I've taken from, I think, every form of media I've ever consumed is always playing the long game. And if you're going to make a short-term decision, then just be comfortable with the consequences.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, again, obviously, everybody knows, like, Star Wars is my thing, but even in other genres, whether it's DC, Marvel, anime, any books that I've read, you know, from my childhood, it's like, it's always short-term decisions based off of emotion or greed or something, you know, easily controllable, like if you just actually work on self-control, right? Or just being patient and playing the long game, like things that are easily avoidable. Losing friendships because you guys don't have the type of communication to where small problems are avoidable. You know, things of that nature, right? Things that are controllable to you should be as controlled as possible, right? If you can control how you react to people, then you should continuously work on doing that, right? It shouldn't matter what somebody says, what somebody does to an extent, because everybody has a limit. But again, all the stuff that I can work on for me, I need to work on. I don't want somebody else to have control over my emotions, control over how I respond, how I react, right? And so for me, it was like in life, it's always there are things that are going to happen that are going to impede what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Control how you react to it, find a solution and work around it or go through it. And you take that, whatever lesson you learn from it, and you continue to improve upon self. Because if I can take care of me, then the people around me are taken care of better. And if they can take care of themselves, then we're all taken care of.
You know, can I say something about what you said about emotions?
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, this is a fun fact. Emotions last in the body for about 8 seconds. What keeps those emotions there is your brain replaying the scenario and reigniting said emotion. I'm gonna leave y'all with that.
Man, we said stop dwelling on that.
Pretty much. Yeah, he can't. It's like it's detrimental for real. You just gotta let go.
Yeah.
See, like, whether you forgive or not, let it go.
Right.
You like forgiveness is within yourself. You don't have to forgive anybody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can forgive the person internally, or you're just like, you know what, I forgive the situation. You don't have to talk to anybody. I'm big on, like, I don't necessarily believe in closure. I don't think it's needed. You get the closure within yourself. Because if you made the decision to leave a situation or a person, going back to that person will open the door for changing your mind when you know the decision you made was the one that's best for you. You know? Why leave that door open?
Right.
Close the door and lock it behind you.
Right.
If, like, if somebody crossed your boundaries or didn't treat you right, no need to have a conversation about it if you made your needs clear.
Right.
It's just as simple as that.
Yeah.
Because one motherfucker who won't, you'll find a motherfucker who will.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, but that's me in life. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Answering the question. Yeah. It's like, play the long game. It's like.
Hell yeah. All right. What was your question, Nation? I know you kind of, we talked about it earlier. Now I forgot.
It was kind of tying into what we were just talking about, but kind of diving deeper into it because at times just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Don't even really feel like explaining it. Sometimes it's getting those moods. So Not even fandom related, but if it kind of ties into it, then definitely feel free to elaborate on it. But kind of creatively through life, personal, what do y'all do, or like how do you take it when you just don't feel like it? When what you don't feel like doing can be a lot of things.
You know what I do? If I feel like not doing anything, I don't do anything. I had to learn and restructure my life, like the past year and a half, 2 years maybe, mm-hmm. where I was really getting down on myself for not doing things to help my personal life. It was like, oh, I really should edit this video, but I'm so tired. And oh, I should really be doing this, but I can't. Blah, 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 right? There was a point where I was working three jobs. It was either a 12-hour day or a 14-hour day, Monday through Friday. And I was just like so harsh on myself on those weekends where all I did was sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, and then it was a conversation with my mom. She's like, you have to acknowledge that you work. That is exhausting. You are entitled and have a right to rest. And like, if you're tired, just go to sleep or just do nothing. Like, that's okay. It's not like you're not doing nothing all day, every day. You are working.
Right.
You have a full-time job and two part-times. I now only just have a full-time job, but I'm still fucking tired.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Right. Like, I was able to take away two jobs, but I'm still fucking tired. And you have to honor yourself and honor your body, because it's really your body telling you that you are lacking the rest. You know? And, or it's your mind telling you. And that's another thing. You need to calm the mind as well. My mind runs like 20,000 miles a second. It is nonstop. I can't even sleep through the fucking night. It's fucking crazy. But you have to just honor your body in that way. Because when you feel like it, you'll feel like it. You can't try to force a situation that's not there, or that the outcome will be piss poor. Pretty much.
I feel that. For me, I think, I'm always big picture, right? So I look at it like, you got to take it on an individual basis, right? Are you the type of person that does enough self-regulating, right, on a consistent basis, right? If you're somebody that does not do anything to regulate your mental, to regulate your emotional, right, on a consistent enough basis, right, I think it's like, then I think that's something different, right? Yeah. If you don't do anything, like, you're not doing anything to affect those, or at least to try and balance them on a daily basis, I think that that's different, right? But if you're somebody that's like a CJ, right, like us, that has priorities, right, you have responsibilities, right, and there are days where you are tired, it's like, yeah, it's like, I completely understand, like, not doing anything to a degree, right? But if you have routines that you go through, right, like, if I know I need to drink this much water a day, right? Or I need to eat at this time every day, right? I need to make sure I eat breakfast. I need to make sure I eat lunch. I need to make sure I eat dinner. I need to make sure I'm doing X, Y, and Z. I need to go to the gym today. I need to do this today. I need to meditate. I need to go on a walk, right? Whatever it is that you know for you helps keep you going to throughout your day, like to knock out whatever your goals are, by all means, right? But if that's not you, it's like, I think that's just being lazy. Because everybody at some point doesn't feel like doing anything, but if you can't validate why, just because you don't, again, it's just, that's just being selfish. Of course, it's like, you go to work for somebody else, you don't want to go to work every day, but the responsibility outweighs that. If you're just choosing not to improve on yourself or do anything because that's just you, that's just lazy. So for me, it's like, if you take care of yourself, right, you know how to manage yourself throughout the day and throughout the week, right? You go to work, you drive here, you do that, you do this, you pay bills, you go here, you take care of that, other responsibilities, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. It's like, you're going to be tired. And just like CJ said, you should be able to look at yourself and say, I know that I do a lot of work. I know that I'm around a lot. I know that I go to a lot of places. I put a lot of miles on my body. It is okay for me to take a rest sometimes, because even if I work through this, I know that if I got rest, I would be giving you much better results than just me trying to force myself through this for the sake of looking like a hard worker. It's like, or trying to convince myself I'm a hard worker when I know I am. It's like, you know, we're at this age now where it's like, if you can't respect the process of somebody that does work, knowing that people need rest to give you their best results, it's like, that, you're not asking for, you know what I mean? So you're not asking for quality.
Yeah. And, oh man, I lost my train of thought. Fuck. Wait, no, come back. Come back.
Hate that.
No, ooh, I hate because when that you triggered something, like a thought. Oh, it.
Sound effects is crazy.
No, it was the, you, and the other thing is about the not wanting to, because for a while I didn't want to. For a while I just slept. But again, I needed the rest. What will take you out of it is like, okay, where is my life at now and where do I want it? And obviously give yourself a realistic goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was just having this conversation and just this realization. It's like, I'm to be realistic, not that this is something I want. But to be realistic, I will be working the rest of my 20s. That's just it. I will be working to gain income and working hard on everything that I'm doing right now to not just survive, but thrive. So by the time I hit 30 or I'm in my 30s, I can live the free life that I envision for myself and only move upward. And so it's like, but that's like in 4 years. Right, I gotta do shit now if my dreams are that big. I have to get on my ass, and it's not as easy as, like, okay, let me just edit this video. No, let me clean my space. Let me do the laundry that I've been putting off for, like, 3 months. Let me do the dishes. Let me, like, go grocery shopping and start juicing again. It's the small shit that will make your individual life better, to put you in a calmer mental state to put the work in.
Yeah.
I started editing last night at like, what, I think 10:30, 11? Because what time did I send that voice message? I think I sent that voice message around 1 o'clock.
I think so, yeah.
So it's like,
probably sleep.
I eventually got spark.
Mm-hmm.
And the inspiration, but, and again, it's not something you can force. You can't force it, or it's just gonna, especially when you have the flexibility like us, though. Like, mm-hmm. I understand it's when that is your job and you have to produce X, Y, and Z, A, B, C amount of times a week, that, like, yeah, you have no choice.
Right. Yeah.
But, like, luckily, we have the flexibility to be able to just do whatever the fuck we want whenever, in the pace we want it.
For now.
For now. let's relish in the this moment, because shit's going to get busy.
For sure. It's like, not complaining, though. But, yeah, when you're on, you know, whatever your grind is, it's like, you got to remember, the easy stuff gives you an immediate reward. So it's like, remember to give yourself rewards along the way as well, right? Stuff that's going to keep you motivated, but it's like, again, you want to get that release of, if it's serotonin for you, like those endorphins, right? It's like, whether it's, like you said, I got 6 things to do today, right? Whatever it is, however you knock them out, like whatever you need to do to keep you, okay, I knocked out 1 thing. Okay, I knocked out the 2nd thing. Okay, I only got 4 things left today. Okay, I knocked the 3rd one. I got 3 left.
And don't be hard on yourself if you don't finish all 6.
Exactly. It's like, you know what? I knocked out 4 out of 6. I'm a what I'm gonna treat myself, right? Do something.
Take yourself out to dinner.
Right. Something to keep you going, right? Don't get complacent. Right? It's like, okay, I knocked out four, I'm gonna knock out the other two tomorrow. It's like, because again, every time you put stuff off and then you do it, it's like, damn, I could have been done with this days ago.
Yeah.
And would have had free time anyway. Yeah. You know, or could have been on to something else. So, and that's something that I struggle with. But yeah, it's like, just remember to reward yourself as well, because the easy stuff is going to give you immediate satisfaction. So even though it's going to be harder to get what you want, still reward yourself for putting in any effort. Yeah. As long as you're 1% better than you were, you're 1% closer to where you want to be.
I want to put something, we're going to move to You Nation, but I want to put something into perspective that I've been thinking about a lot recently. And this is like, I don't say this to be shady or anything, though, but like, this is something that I just didn't know existed. There are people out there who genuinely don't have like big dreams and aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there who kind of want to work entry-level jobs the rest of their life. You know, there are people out there who want to, you know, just, like, stay in retail. There are people who want to just stay at a certain level or just never had the capacity or ability to dream big. And so they don't see anything outside of the little snow globe that they're in. Bruh. And so I relish in the ability to dream big. And, like, don't think because social media can really, like, depending on what your algorithm looks like and people you follow.
Man.
It can really feel like you're behind
mm-hmm.
in life. Sure and can. It's like.
That's a lie.
It is. It is. My mom, like, is my biggest inspiration that it's never too late to do. Shit, this woman is on tour. She just had a birthday 2 days ago, and I'm not gonna out how old she is.
Sure did. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
But you know, it's like, she on tour. She's performing at the Hollywood Bowl next month.
What?
With a 25-year-old daughter.
Damn.
Like, that's not. Like, it's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is out of reach.
Yeah.
There's room for fucking everybody. Do what makes you happy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
All right, Nation. What are your thoughts?
I think, I feel like throughout my time, my not wanting to do it meter has been like a pressure gauge that like up to a certain point, it ain't that bad. But when it starts to push past a certain needle, it can still function, but it's going to be janky work.
Ooh, I thought of something when you said that.
And if I go a little too far, that shit going to bust. Not in a good way.
Whoa.
And I feel like I've pushed it too far a couple times, and it's like I had to almost like that moment of like needing to deflate and kind of reset like a computer, and kind of learn to how to get the most effectiveness out of that last bit of push I have before like needing to reset, and even learning kind of how much I can push before I realize, okay, let's reset now. So it'll be a shorter reset time, as opposed to over pushing it. But I think things kind of changed for me mentally, and I'm not too sure, I guess, what I can do to change this until, I guess, more things start changing. But I think when I think y'all know, but for those who don't know, I had passed out on Thanksgiving just because I was overworking myself and like doing a lot in a lot of different areas. And I feel like I feel like my gauge is now broken. And so like half of my meter is gone right now. So it's very easy for me to get to that not wanting to do it level because I think mentally I'm scared it might happen again.
Mm. You're missing out on your healing points.
So
you
it's
need
like
to get more heal points so you can get your meter up.
It's like a combination of things, and that's like the main thing. It's like my repair needs to be up so I can fix the damn thing. Mm-hmm. My currency needs to be higher so I can afford the tools.
Amen.
But because honestly, I don't want to do nothing besides think of ways to get money like right now, because I need that to get to the next day. And then keep repeating that until, you know, hopefully some phone calls come or some emails come. And I feel like it's hard for me to even put my focus to anything else because in the back of my mind, that should be quiet, but it's loud as shit. Mm-hmm. That is like, nigga, you need money.
Like right here. Yeah. You know, this is where shonen anime actually does us a disservice as adults, because it is so unrealistic to be beaten down several times and keep fighting, you know, the want to keep fighting. That is unrealistic about 98, and I'm gonna be generous with that 98% of the time.
Right.
It's like you are down bad, bleeding out of every crevice, and you gonna gather the last bit of chakra, stand your ass up, and for whatever reason, try to do a fucking Rasengan, and you miss.
Hey, you know what? I ain't going front. I wish my problems was just me getting my ass beat every day. Like, I just need to get stronger. If I could just go home at the end of the day.
Right, that's your only problem.
And buy some ramen.
Hey. But we got to remember that Naruto was living in the slums.
And I'm about to say, none of these niggas have jobs.
Exactly.
They don't have to worry about living.
Well, they were also children.
Well, because you provide a service to your community. We don't have that shit no more.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just learn a trade and it's like, yeah, you can go work for the village, nigga. Like,
I mean, you can. It's not encouraged. Or, like, it's very hard to find.
It's not encouraged and it's not accessible. Exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Actually, art or scams. Scam likely.
When you said that bar, that energy gauge, the meter, I thought of two things. I had a video up on my Instagram yesterday that was talking about what you said after, you know, passing out. And I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I wanted to get the audio in there because I think this is important.
You must rearrange the way you understand this. First of all, remember this. If your fear is stronger than your intention, then it is your fear that's creating the reality. It is the strongest.
Right? So I thought about that when you said that, and not just for you, but for like everybody else that will watch this, like even for us, right? It's like when you said the original line about the meter gauge, I thought about it in two different ways. One, that came to my mind. And the second one was the reason why at these ages, in my mind, it's easier for us to get to that point quicker is because these are the ages where you have to break your own limits, right? When you're a child, right, with information that you get from your parents, it's easier to walk around with confidence because you know what the outcome is going to be from most of the stuff you're going to go through. Your parents know what it's going to be like to go through first grade, second grade, third grade, first crush, second crush, girlfriend, boyfriend, failing this class, trying to get into this club, not getting it, dealing with rejection, your first heartbreak, X, Y, and Z. So you move a little more confidently, right? It's easier to push past your limits because you have knowledge that you didn't have to work for. Now you're at a point in life where the answers that your parents gave you ain't the only answers you need no more. You got to go figure this stuff out for yourself. So when you get tired, you have to figure out and say, okay, I'm tired right now. And it's the same time every day. You got to push past that. Because at the end of the day, this is the middle part of life. When you get to the point where we have kids or you just have people that come behind you, then you can take a break.
This is the quarter life crisis.
Right? Like this is how I break it down. Right? And it's like the reason why it's, because I'm sure we all get like this. Everybody our age is like that. And I'm sure there are multiple outside factors for it as well. But the way that I've always looked at it, the general thing that I've seen is that this is the age where it's easy to get complacent. You have access to certain things that make it easy to get lazy, while at the same time having the emotions of I need to be doing more all the fucking time. Right. I know I should be here. Or if you have the opportunity to feel like you can do more, like what CJ was saying with there are people from jobs that I've had years ago that are still working there that are like twice my age. Right. And for me, when I think about us and the ages that we're at, it's way easier to get to that complacent age, especially because I have the ability to be around people way older than me and kids that are younger than me. They don't get like that. Because they get to move confidently throughout the world that they're in because they have access to information that's readily available that's actually going to help them.
The way kids be throwing themselves in danger be baffling me.
And that's exactly why, right? We get rid of that, you know, energy to go explore, especially over here after COVID, dealing with being inside. You have to keep your distance from people. And again, living in a country where you have ease of access. Right. So that tying into what you said about, like, you know, being afraid it's going to happen again. It's like, even if it's whatever the fear is for you or me or anybody else, the fear does shape the reality. Even if your intention is to try to do something better today, the fear is still outweighing what you want to actually do because you're allowing it to impede on the progress you could be making if you stopped giving a fuck about being scared.
Yeah. You know what? On that same note, too, I was thinking, like, it's the higher the risk, though, too. Like, that's the other thing. You know, it's one of those things, like, if I stop, I lose everything. Like, flat out. If I stop moving, I lose everything. Mm-hmm. I ain't got nobody out here. I live by myself. I support myself. You know, I'm doing all of these things for myself financially, emotionally. And if I slip up even just a little bit, that shit's gone. And so when the risk is so high, the pressure is even higher. But in that pressure to maintain, you just have to do it. But that makes it harder to do anything outside of that because that pressure is so high. You know what I mean?
Yep. You got to find the thing you're willing to sacrifice for.
Oh, I'm about to not have a social life in the next 3 months. I'm letting y'all know now.
Oh, yeah. It's like that's the thing.
I'll talk to y'all and I'll show up and do shit with y'all. I'm sorry, everybody else. I can't.
For real. I think the stuff I've explored over the years has granted me knowing that there are so many ways that you can evolve, but a lot of people, even people you think will probably understand, don't. So that things that you do are currently doing, have done, or whatnot to get better may seem as nothing. And I want to make sure people know it's very important that whatever you deem and that you're doing to get better, that it shouldn't matter what if people think that it's nothing or that, you know, it doesn't equate to the same work that they're doing and what their respective field is or vice versa. Because I think what a lot of people don't understand is there are so many things you can do to make something better, even if it doesn't seem like a lot.
Yeah.
Like everything doesn't have to be complex or like, you know, all these multiple steps or like, you know, this deep, profound, groundbreaking mm-hmm. thought that you had. Like it could be something so very fucking simple. Like for me, I woke up one day and I just had the thought, like, I can do any fucking thing I want.
Period.
Right.
And it wasn't like a, oh yeah, you know, I can do anything I want. Like it was like, I can do anything I want.
You are in charge of creating your reality.
And keep in mind, I was, you know, already I just had that thought like a year and a half ago. And I'm like 13 years in already. And don't get me wrong, not like them first 13 years, I was like, I can't do what I want. But it's like it was just such a simple click in mental, and it came out of the fucking nowhere. So like, I don't want people to think that you got to go on this fucking mission and soul search and all this other stuff. It could simply be you need to sit in a room for a couple of days and just think.
Yeah.
Yep. The one thing don't leave out, though, is like, even after you came to that conclusion, you put in the work.
Yeah.
No, no. Yeah. Like, you're never going to, like, it doesn't matter what you're looking to do in life. If you don't put work behind it, you're not going nowhere.
Right.
Like, work beats natural talent any day. And I've had some conversations with people who have natural, because I'll be the first to say, and I know, like, a lot of people probably won't like me saying or, like, agree, but I don't think I generally had natural talent in anything. I feel like it's everything that I'm good at right now that I'll say that I'm good at is something that I work to be good at. I think the only thing natural that I had is I'm naturally charismatic. That's it. Mm. But if you don't know how to fucking use it or, you know, work, you know, make it better,
right,
it's not going to do nothing for you. You'll just be that cool guy from high school.
Yep.
And I don't want that. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, you know, you may need to, you know, find unorthodox ways, or, you know, ways that other people wouldn't suggest or deem necessary for your journey, but mm-hmm. you're going to have to put the work in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, and I said, 13 years in, I'm still working, but I'm still just as motivated to get where I want to go, even if I don't feel like doing it right now.
That part.
It's balance.
Right.
Everything's a fucking balance. You can be frustrated, but still work. Yep. You have to, honestly.
Yeah. It was, I think it was a Mike Tyson quote. He was like, you got to do the things you don't want to do like you love to do them. And I'm paraphrasing. Ooh. I don't think that's verbatim, but that was the thing. It's like, yeah. Again, the whole point about the self-regulating, you know, your things. If you only do the stuff you want to do, you're never going to do the things you have to do.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
And remember, sometimes you're going to have to take steps backwards to leap forwards. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it may be scary to do that. Like, I'm honestly dealing with that type of situation right now. But it's like, sometimes, you know, you have to live in nothing to gain everything.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been the story of all my progressions throughout my entertainment career. I don't know, you know, I was just called a YouTuber at one point. I don't know what the fuck we call things nowadays. Video creators, content,
influencers,
all that stuff. But it's like,
I don't know, man.
You know,
I don't know what we are.
Hey, I'm an entertainer.
Period.
That's what I've always said. Yeah. I'm sticking with that. Nah. But
I need my pronouns to be am paid.
Hey.
Call me that.
Stay booked.
Man.
Nah, this is a great conversation, guys.
No, definitely.
Some real shit. Because it's like, it's like, damn, it's not easy.
Not at all.
People make this shit look easy, but it ain't. And it's a constant navigating cycle. It's never linear. It's always an ever-winding path. And like what you said about having to step back, you have to, like, go back past the starting point to gain the advantage at the end when you do a sprint. You got to build the momentum.
Got to.
Build that momentum, folks. Let us know if y'all have any comments about what we talked about today, you know, in our mood lounge session.
Right. You got it?
And so, like, you know, we appreciate y'all, our live studio audience. Thank
you. Yeah, they came out again, man. TKK Lounge, yeah. Live studio. even the studio audience got their own track.
Man, they for sure.
Yeah.
Nah.
Everybody gets some here, you know, at the Nerd Perspective. We got some for everybody. For
right. Real. That's the thing about this show is, like, because life isn't linear, neither are we. You know, we gonna touch on deeper shit. We gonna touch on funnier shit.
Facts.
You know it's about to be linear pretty soon, though.
This money.
This career.
Insert cash or select.
You know where I was going.
It's going straight up.
You know where I was going.
Like Travis Scott. Straight up.
Insert cash or select payment type.
That part.
Get up out my way. I got to get paid.
It's
going to
be so scary when we don't got to focus on regular life shit no more as often.
oh, a bitch gonna be in Bora Bora. Y'all not gonna see me anymore.
I'm gonna be I'm gonna be so annoying. I'm telling you right now.
Y'all not gonna see me. I'm falling off the face of the earth.
I'm gonna be in a I'm gonna be in my partially made fucking film studio every fucking day. Just making it 5 short films a day. 5-6 minutes. Paying people. Doing everything right. How it's supposed to be done.
I'm gonna just pop up at random events.
Just giving them royalties for shit.
I ain't even supposed to be at.
But they gonna let you on. Oh shit, that's Freddy. Sir, please.
That's what Zendaya did. That's why Zendaya is known as like a fashion icon for real. Cause she would just pop up at red carpets.
Yep.
That she had no business being at, but she would just pop up there and be like, oh shit, Zendaya. And she was just wear the fit and then leave.
And dip. That's all you gotta do. Take a pick, dip.
They gonna be playing Worst Carmen San Diego with CJ.
Right.
For all her vacation spots.
She's gonna be at the motherfucking house.
Listen, my $50 million Malibu mansion. Thank you very much.
She's not at the mansion. What continent is she in? Ain't no countries.
She's
no
in the air right now.
Nah, for real. I promise y'all, y'all will not know where the fuck I am.
Insert
I will post
or select payment type
that I am in Thailand, but a bitch is in France.
Oh yeah, always post delay. Always post delay.
I was there.
Oh yeah, always delay.
Y'all never gonna know where the fuck I'm at.
Facts. But nah, man, we about to get up out of here. You know what time it is. Nation, play that theme music. Ah, bro.
You've listened to The Nerd Perspective. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. Check us out next week. Interact with us on Instagram, YFT Official.
Man, it's your boy Freddie P.
It's your girl CJ.
I am Nijon.
We'll catch y'all next week on The Nerd Perspective, YFT.